thank you for joining. Thank you to all of you folks that listened the first time or watched the first time around on our first edition, our first episode. And thank you for coming back for round two, where we have a frank discussion on leadership and leadership development. With the holidays quickly approaching, there's going to be a lot of tasks at hand. There's shopping, there's office parties, there's family events, there's guidelines, there's hard deadlines at work. And with all of that in mind, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, where is the self-care and where is the work-life balance? And for that, we brought in a special guest. So what I'd like to do now is introduce Natisha DeGorville.
Thank you.
Hi. Natisha, how are you?
Hi,
good. We call you Tisha. Is that okay? We just go with Tisha?
Yes, thank
great,
you.
Great, great. Tisha's been with the company for 6.5 years and has spent a lifetime having to juggle and find work-life balance.
That's right.
Kids at home, leadership
absolutely.
At home, right?
Yes.
And also here at the workplace.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So thank you for being here. This is episode number two. We're excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Yes.
So when we talk about work-life balance and self-care, we can really, really get into the weeds on it because there's a lot there to unpack.
Yes.
But I want to open up with a quote. And the quote, you might recognize this lady from the great Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
You can have it all, you just can't have it all at once.
Wow.
What comes to mind when you hear that quote from the great Oprah Winfrey?
Such an intriguing quote, so powerful in those words. It's very interesting. So go Oprah. But first, a couple things come to mind when I think about that quote. One, the first thing is having it all can mean different things for different people. So, you know, during your course of life, you know, that looks different. And to me, it feels like it's almost like having your dreams on a bookshelf. Like when you're younger, you have all this ambition, you have all this drive, and that looks different during the course of life. So you have a bookshelf of dreams, and down the road later, you dust them off and you go back to it, and you're like, I'm at this point in my life now. I'm ready to enter this stage of my life. So to me, that just, it really means like at certain points of your life, you can have it all at certain points of life. You just can't have it all at one time.
At one time.
At one time.
I like that. When you think about being younger, right, and
yes.
you have those dreams, and I love that,
yes.
dreams on a bookshelf. That's
yes.
that, I love that. And so when you have those dreams on a bookshelf, sometimes you grab two or three at the same time.
You do.
And you got to have that ambition and that desire.
That's right.
But that can kind of get you in a little bit of trouble from time to time, too, while you're trying
yes.
to balance it. Because
yes.
sometimes perhaps you don't pay attention to the important things, only the things that you want to accomplish or only the dreams that you pulled off that shelf.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you balance, especially from a leadership perspective,
yes.
how you balance following your dreams in your career, following your dreams as an individual lady out there in the world, the things that you want to accomplish in life. Tell me how you balance those. What's the key for you?
So a couple of things, you know, personally for me, because I think you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, like when, you know, you're younger, you're so ambitious and so, you know, driven, you're ready to take on the world, right? And over a period of time, like you said, like I've had to have a balance in what that looks like in my life, you know, being a single mother, working mother, it's a fine line and you have to learn how to balance those things. So for me, it's almost like I have to, you know, sometimes reevaluate. So I've been practicing a lot of self-evaluation lately,
right.
And just calibrating what my life it like looks like, you know, with work and home life. And a lot of that is having some self-awareness, having a balance, and then just practicing those things. So I have to be able to consistently, just like with anything else, I have to consistently
right.
practice those things because I can get consumed in work. I can get consumed in the kids
right.
stuff, you know,
absolutely.
But having that balance is something different, and you just have to consistently work, and you got to start small sometimes, and you have to consistently just work on what that looks like for yourself or your well-being.
You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the gentleman said that life is full of races. We talk a little bit about it being one race, and it's a marathon.
Yes.
At the same time, there's a lot of short races in the middle. And so when you cross the
That's
finish
right.
line, you're automatically starting the next start line.
That's right.
Right? And so True. You can get lost in the races.
That's right.
So I want to ask you this question. I wrote a couple of notes on what does the always on culture mean to you? And as a leader, how do you balance that? What does always on culture mean to you?
always on culture.
So you're busy. You have a lot going on at work. You have a lot going on at home. Now you're at the grocery store and an email comes through on the phone. We're so connected to our phones, right?
That's right.
And so an email comes across. Do you feel guilty for checking that email at 7:30 at night at the grocery store because you're always on, because you have responsibilities? Or how do you balance that?
So that's a great question. And that's part of having that balance, right? Having to know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And when you're practicing self-care, or balance, like you have to know to say, I'm not gonna check it at this time, I'm at the grocery store. And in a manager position, in a leadership position, that's hard to do sometimes because we know a lot relies on us, right? Relies on us being able to check those things, especially when you're dealing with families, right?
I think sometimes we say, my ability to be available is a skill and a strength, and I don't wanna let that go.
That's
I don't
right.
wanna let that down, when in fact, as a leader, if you've built a team around you that all take the same kind of pride in what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish, everybody has a piece in that.
That's
right. So maybe on Tuesday night when you have to take that call or you want to check that email, it's not the night you go to the grocery store. Maybe Wednesday is when a coworker is responsible to check the
emails. Correct. So putting those limitations in place, right? Knowing when to just turn it off and say, no, I'm not going to do it. So learning how to say no, that's part of that balance, right?
Right.
Those limitations.
You know, you mentioned being a single mother. I was a single father early on in life. I had a little one and I was responsible. And you learn balance pretty quick because you can get caught up in the kids pretty quick. You get caught up in a lot of things pretty quick. But trying to grow a career at the same time, I say in a lot of different ways that if you have impact, you're a leader, right? And so as a young person, as a single mother, single father, you have impact. And you are shaping the future of another human being, right? So
that's right.
There's a lot of effort that goes into how you balance what gets done.
Yes.
And a lot of times we forget about the self-care part.
Yes.
But we do come back to the balance. So something else I was thinking about, some people feel that if they're resting, they're not productive. How about you?
So in that is true. It goes back to what you were saying earlier about the fact that, you know, you may seem, if you're resting, you're not productive, or people think you're, you know, you're not doing what you
being
need
lazy.
To do. Being lazy, right.
And in
all actuality, that's further from the truth. Like, you need that rest. Like, and that's part of your self-care, is knowing when to say, I'm just gonna rest. And that makes you your mindset, right? That makes you a healthier mind, body, and soul. That makes a healthier you, a more productive you. So if you're not getting that proper rest that your body needs, one way or another, it's gonna happen.
Right.
Either your body's just gonna say,
right.
I'm done, or
right.
your mind's gonna say, I'm done. But at some point, you do have to have that internal, like, to say, I have to rest.
So it's 5 o'clock on Friday, your team's heading for the door, you wrapped up for the week, but in our business, we never shut down.
That's right.
What do you tell your staff about what they do over the weekend or how they get their rest? What's your advice to them on the way out the door?
Have a great weekend. Do not answer any emails. Do not come into this office. Like enjoy that time. That's your time.
If it's not there, if they're not on call,
that's
if it's
right.
not their responsibility, then they need to separate.
That's correct. They have to separate. Because again, the mental health, just physical health, it comes into play. And I want a strong team come Monday. I want them to be ready to go for our families, ready to conquer what this week is going to look like. So I encourage that rest for my team.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, something else we talk about a lot is how you approach more hours versus more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to work more hours to get work done, or can we find ways to be more efficient? And with a staff that you have, as a leader, how do you develop them to understand the value of how they work smarter, not harder, or longer per se?
Sure. There's statistics that show like more hours doesn't equate efficiency.
Right, or more productivity.
Right, more productivity. You have a certain time, right, within a day to where you're going to be productive, and you want to make the most out of that. After five, you already had a full day. Like, you're mentally not prepared to continue on with that day. And I can appreciate it. So one of the things that I recognize, you know, as a leader as well, is when, you know, there's a lack of, you know, responsiveness, or if you're not completing certain tasks, that's a sign. That's a good indication that someone is burnt out, or they're just not being productive. They've already done enough hours in a day.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an excellent point. That's an awareness to what your staff is doing, and a change in their behaviors. In other words, somebody who completes tasks on a regular basis all of a sudden isn't.
That's right.
There's kind of something going on.
Yes.
And if you're having an awareness as a leader, you can pick up on those things, have important conversations, work out some time off, take an extra night call for them, and give them that opportunity to recharge.
Yes, I agree.
I really like that. So when I think about the self-care piece as it combines to work-life balance, do you have a hobby?
I do.
Yeah? What's the hobby?
Watch. Well, I love sports. I'm a big sports fanatic.
Okay.
My kids are very active in sports. I was competitive in college in sports. So that's always been my passion, and I love it. So I attend any sports event I possibly can, especially my children. That's what I love to do. And I spend hours, endless hours in the gym watching them practice. And that's what I love.
That's
my separation.
You know, so we talk about it, and if you watch the last podcast, we mentioned our kids are our future, right?
Yes.
So what advice do you give them about how they balance? Maybe it's not work life, but school is their work, right? And sports and those types of things.
Yes.
What advice do you give them about having balance in what they do and how they grow?
So never, I always tell my kids is, yes, work hard, but never get too consumed with, you know, or overly consumed with one thing, because things are going to change. Life changes, your vision, your dreams changes, but always be practical, right? In that, because at the end of the day, your health, your mental health, especially nowadays, it matters. So when you work or overextend yourself and you don't know those limitations, it takes a toll. And so that's what I always tell my kids. It's like, just don't overdo it. Like, have a balance. Have a balance in life. Enjoy those things. Be passionate about them. Know in your heart that you're making the right decisions, and that's not for anybody else but you.
I think sometimes it comes down to that important and urgent versus just urgent or just important, but really finding that line there, because they want to be, and you want them to be the best they can be at that chosen sport.
Yes.
But you also want them to be, and they should want to be best in their school activities in terms of their homework and their grades.
Correct.
And what their future looks like.
Yes.
Right? So you're building something within them.
Yes.
From a leadership perspective, when you really sit back and say, what is my responsibility as a leader?
Yeah.
How much of that responsibility do you carry on your shoulders to say, you know what, home or work, but we'll focus on work for a second, where you have a team of folks that rely on you to have that energy every day,
okay,
to make sure you're there. How do you carry that burden? How do you say, okay, this is from a leadership perspective, this is what I'm gonna do to develop my team and make sure that they are on the right path from a self-care and a work-life balance?
I mean, I think we take on a lot of that responsibility because, again, you know, it's awareness, right? Like, you wanna be aware and conscious of the, you know, how your team operates as a whole. Like to me, my team is my family, and I care about how they feel. I care about their health. I care about, you know, them succeeding, you know, their future. So I think a lot of that for me is just, an awareness piece. So when you recognize and when you're in tune and you have those conversations, sometimes you have to read in between the line also, right? To know, like, when you're asking those questions, are they really telling you the whole truth? But you can also, like you said, if you're in tune, you can see where, like, maybe there is some signs of burnout, or there's some signs of just needing a break, whether that be a day off or a couple days off. But encourage those things. Encourage to take time off. That's what we have PTO for.
Correct.
That's what we have vacation for. That's what you have sick time for. And those are things that's part of just encouraging them to separate.
Right.
Because again, you want them to be the most productive, the healthiest them they possibly can be.
That makes them the healthiest. That makes them the most productive.
That's it.
The most healthy. I think you said a key word in there, and that was care.
Yes.
When your team knows you care about them, when that care comes across to them every time you have a conversation, when you're watching out for them, when you have an awareness to them, that's sincerity. That's genuine. When you care about your team and your staff and their families and how they're going to do and what they're doing well and when they need a break, I think folks will automatically respond to that type of leadership because they know they're in a spot where somebody cares,
absolutely,
that wants to see them grow, wants to see them be developed as future leaders in an organization.
Right.
I think the word care really matters.
Yes.
Great. Thank you for a great conversation.
Thank you.
Now, you're not getting off the hook, but just letting you know, thank you for a great conversation.
Yes.
I think we could go on and on and unpack it forever because self-care and work-life balance, there's a lot of different perspectives and opinions of it. But I think balance is the key word of all of that, right? Is finding a way to make sure that you have multiple responsibilities in life and you have multiple paths that you have to go down at the same time in many times. So being able to pick those out and be productive in all of them and be there for the folks around you and care about the people that are in your life, family and otherwise in your work life is pretty important, and it comes across in how somebody carries themselves in the direction that they go. So,
correct.
So thank you for your insight
Thank you.
About work-life balance. So Now it's time for the famous lightning round. Right? This is pretty famous. All right, this is pretty famous. The lightning round is where I'm going to make five statements or questions, one at a time. Okay, and you get to respond with one word.
Ooh.
All right. So this is tough. It can be challenging. I want it to be tough. I remind our audience, she has not seen the questions. Tisha does not know what I'm about
I
to say.
Right? No.
Exactly. Here we go.
Scaring me.
Here we go. All right. How do you turn busy into balanced? One word.
Ooh, busy into balance. Separation.
Separation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Separation.
Separating the things that you have to do and
correct,
prioritize.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll go with that. All right. Ready?
Yes.
One word. How do you create a work-life balance for your team?
Awareness.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love that. You
Being
mentioned
aware.
That a few different times.
Yeah.
Being aware is important, mm-hmm. right? Number three. One word. What causes burnout?
Overextending.
Overextending.
Yeah.
Excellent. And we kind of control that because I think where you were going is when we don't say no.
Yeah.
We say yes to everything.
Yeah. And
you can find yourself kind of buried.
That's right.
And find yourself in burnout.
That's right.
When we talk, number four, when we talk self-care, what do you do for you? One word.
Ooh, reflection.
Self-reflection. No, that's a good one. That's a great one, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. Sit back, take a moment to think about
second.
Where you're at, where you're going, what you're thinking.
That's right.
What your thoughts are, okay? I did save the toughest one for last.
Ah!
All right. You think the first one was difficult?
Killing.
One word. Ready?
Ready.
The holiday. I mentioned this earlier. The holiday times are coming. There's gonna be office parties and shopping. All these things you have to do. What is your favorite holiday food?
Ooh.
One word. It can be hyphenated. I don't know.
Favorite. My famous smoked turkey.
Smoked turkey. There you go. Smoked turkey.
Smoked turkey.
All right, there it is.
I smoked the turkey.
And you survived the lightning round.
Yay. I did it.
Thank you very much, Tisha. Appreciate
Thank
you being
you.
Here. Thanks for participating in our lightning round, but also in the Quick Connect as a whole.
Thank you
It's great
so
to
much.
have guests to talk about things that are really out there that leaders are having to face every day and get tips from somebody who is leading the charge. So thank you very much for
thank
being here.
Thank you. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, thank you all for being here. Make sure you tell your friends and family. There's many ways to access this. Be sure to subscribe through your podcast player. One last thought. Whether you have leadership in your title or not, whether you're a grandmother, a grandfather, a father, a mother, aunt, uncle, big brother, big sister, or a really close friend, if you have influence and impact, you are a leader. Catch you next time.